Hey everybody, welcome to video 6 of module 5, and we are going to have so much fun. Why? Because we are going to talk about how to read for others. I'm going to go through the points as I always do, and then I'm going to expand on them. So here's what we're talking about in this video. We are going to talk about how to find a practice partner. We're also going to talk about the importance of the beginner mind, how to be completely wrong and why that's okay. Why we only use one card to start with and why that card is super important and why we don't go past 3 cards. Now we also want to talk about what happens when you go off base and miss the mark altogether and how to get back around it to explore what it was that you saw, why you saw it, and how you could see it differently. Now, remember again, not right or wrong, how to bring judgment away from the dynamic between you and somebody else. We want to take it right off the table. We also want to talk about your heightened sense of intuition that just clicks on magically the minute you touch the cards on behalf of somebody else. We also want to say here all about having fun. It's not just beginner mind and being curious and being, it's not about I'm seriously going to look. It's literally like I'm going to have a ball doing this with somebody. Oh my God, this is so fun. That's how I want you to be. Do not go in this with an ego attachment to being right or wrong or being anything. If you can come in here loose and fun, you are going to have the most awesome experience. So how do you find a practice partner? Well, it's easy because everybody in here is here for the same thing. So your practice partners are all around you. There's a practice thread. You can talk to somebody on there. And if you want, you can find a practice partner at home. Bottom line is you need one person to do this with, preferably somebody that you don't know that much about. Now, what do you have to give yourself permission to do? Well, you get to be wrong. And as soon as you give yourself permission to be wrong, you're no longer in a judgment or fear-based attitude. When you come to the reading, you're going to be like, woo, I'm going to be curious, open, beginner mind is my number one priority. And then you're just going to look and see and explore what it is that comes up for you when you are sitting there witnessing somebody else with the oracle cards as your guidance. It's so easy, it's so effortless, as long as you don't have any attachment to whether you're right or wrong. So I always say, just give yourself permission to be wrong. You don't have to get it 100%. Don't put any pressure on yourself whatsoever to be right or be on target when you do this with somebody else. And to be honest with you, the people who have the most trouble are not the beginners. It's the ones who have been doing this a long time. So don't think you know. I want you to go in as a beginner, as if you've never done this before, even if you have. Go in there completely curious, wondering, in awe, you know, connecting to spirit, looking and seeing what arises for you. Not just the guidebook, but what arises for you also in a conversation that you can have with that person. You will be shocked at how much you're going to get from just the one card. And so we do start with the one card because the one card reading can tell you so much about somebody. You might not even need to pick a second card because you'll be so blown away by what comes up in the one card and you can tell the story. And as you start to tell the story starts to tell itself. So you start to feel the story come through you and you start shocking yourself because you start saying, okay, does this make sense to you? I could be wrong, but this is what I'm tuning into. Does that make sense? When you've read the guidebook. So you always have to start with the guidebook. Don't worry, everybody's going to be using the guidebook. So here's what it says in the guidebook, but here's also what I pick up from you. Is it okay if I share that? That's how you're going to approach this. Very easygoing, very, you know, just loose. Be very loose and have fun with this because you'll do super well if you do. Yeah, you can choose a second and third card if you want, but please do not go beyond 3 cards. You will get yourself all confused and it's unnecessary because really all you're doing this first time, this one time, is for you to go, wow, these cards are so accurate. I can just pick them up and look at the guidebook, talk to somebody, and oh my God, it's so accurate. That's what I want to hear from you at the end of this. Not that I'm so accurate. That's not the point. This magical experience that we tune into spirit, when we open our connection to the universe, everything becomes possible and we get to see this. That's what you want to focus on. This connection, this connectivity, not you having the skill to do it, because that's not what we're teaching here. This is personal mastery. This is all about how the universe speaks to you. And you're focused on that relationship that you have to your higher power through the cards. And then, of course, the joy and the amazement when you pick a card on behalf of somebody else and you've actually seen something and come up with something that is so beautifully reflective of where that person is, you feel the connection between you, spirit, the cards, and the other person. So what if you're off base altogether and you kind of went off on a detour and the person is going, huh? So here is what you need to know. What you're going to see is how you projected your own thoughts, feelings, and desires onto the reading, especially if you want to be right. You could get into a bit of that quagmire. Second thing is, you're able now to ask yourself, where am I seeing this person as a reflection of me? And the other thing is, how else could I have interpreted this? So those are three points to consider when you know you've gone way off base, but it's fabulous because you can just ask yourself, okay, is this reflecting me? Is this my dominant energy? How do I recalibrate? Ah, I can start again. And you can even say to the person, oh, this is reflecting me, no problem. So it's very easy. You have to be very easy and give each other permission just to have a conversation and explore this together. Because ultimately at the end of the day, the cards are never wrong. It's what they're reflecting that's important for you to figure out. Remember again, this is not about right or wrong. This is an exploratory method of curiously finding out how spirit wants to communicate with you through another person, on behalf of another person, through the cards in a way that isn't personal to you. You're now a conduit for this information. And it's fantastic because you really get a chance, as I said, to see the magic between you and the conscious universe. You're going to have a heightened sense of awareness too. This is like going to the intuition gym. Up until now, in these five modules, you've done a lot of your own daily work, so you are already logged on to the conscious universe, to spirit, to God, to whatever you call this extraordinary divine intelligence. So now you kind of log on and go, oh, here I am. I'm in this vast possibility. The reason I also say to stay curious and not interested in yourself and how well you're doing is because there's no fear when you're curious. It's like, oh, I'm just looking. So that reminds you that you're just here to look. You're just here. I'm just looking. I'm seeing and I'm telling you what I see. So easy. Always remember to have fun doing this. This is not supposed to feel like pulling teeth. It should not make you anxious. And if it does, all you have to do is recalibrate and go, oh, I'm not in the observer. I'm not in the curiousness. I'm worried about whether I'm right or wrong. No problem. You can start again and course correct. Just remember, this should be fun and you should be amazed at yourself and at spirit and at your partner and how this actually worked. So magically, like you cannot make this up. And that's a line we hear over and over and over again at the end of module 5. Like, oh my God, you can't make this shit up. And I expect to hear it from you too. Let's recap what we just talked about. We talked about getting a practice partner and how easy it is. We also talked about why it's important to stay in beginner mind, why it's okay to be completely wrong, how you have to give yourself permission to just be present to the experience. Why we just start with one card. You can take three, but you don't have to. One is enough in this exercise. We also talked about what happens when you're off base and completely out of alignment and how to get back into it. The kind of questions you have to ask yourself about what it is that you saw. Easy peasy. Say, oh, I get it. Start again. That's how easy it is. Don't get panic stricken if you go off base because it could just be that you're exploring yourself through somebody else. Remember again, not right or wrong. It's always good. Whatever it is you're exploring. We also talked about how your heightened state of awareness is just par for the course. It's like going to the intuition gym. And we also reminded you that this is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to be having the best time doing this. And I know you will. See you in the next module. Don't forget, we had all those PDFs and meditations, etc. Enjoy yourself. And in the next module will be our final module, module 6. See you there.